Bavakama Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel. Shor Shel Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shel Hekdesh. A regular Yisrael's shor goes and gores a shor that belongs to Hekdesh. V'shel Hekdesh Shenogach L'shor Shel Yisrael, or vice versa. Potter. There's no chiv of paying for the damage, because the parsh of damage says Shenamar Shorei Ehu. Torah says Shorei Ehu V'lo Shor Shel Hekdesh. Hekdesh is not considered Re'ehu, your friend, and therefore it's not in the parsha of damages. The two bailim have to be Re'im on the same level. And even though the pasuk of Re'ehu was only written by a shor tam, Tesiantif brings in Mukei Yosef that there's a din, the papashtus, anytime you're going to be chayv on something on a shor tam, you're also going to be chayv on a shor mu'ud. But if there's something that you're not going to be chayv on a shor tam, you're also not going to be chayv on a shor mu'ud. So since you're not chayv in a short time by Hekdesh, you're also not going to be chayv by Shor Mu'ud on Hekdesh as well, or vice versa, if Hekdesh damages you. Shor Shel Yisrael Shenogach L'Shor L'Shor Shel Ovid K'chavim. A Jewish shor goes and does negicha to a shor that belongs to an Ovid K'chavim. Potter. He's Potter. Why? So the Rab brings, the Gemara brings, based on two psukim. One is Amad Vayimoided Eretz and V'chulu, and then it says Ra Vayater Goyim. The drasha is, it's a pasuk in Habakkuk, the Chum Darshan, that when Hashem saw that the non-Jews were not keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, Amad V'hitir Memonim L'Yisrael, he sort of made like their money hefker to Yidden. And it doesn't mean that the Yidden can go and steal and just take their money. It just means that if a Yid Shor goes and damages in any Yehudi, he doesn't have to pay. And there's another pasuk that also, pasuk in Dvarim Hofia Mihar Paron, that when Hashem revealed himself in Har Sinai to the other goyim to accept the Torah, and they did not want to accept the Torah, also Hashem went and was matir their mammon to Klal Yisrael as well. So that's the gabay ashur of a yid that is nagach ashur of any yehudi. V'shal ovik gacham shenagach l'shur shal Yisrael. But what if it's vice versa? An ovik gacham's shur went and damaged the shur of Yisrael. Bein tam bein muad mishlam nezek shalom. Here, not only does a muad pay nezek shalom, but even a shur tam pays nezek shalom. Because like we said, the Torah was matir and was much more makel to us, the mammon of Ovdei Kochavim. However, the Rambam says, it's not just that. The reason that they pay even a full amount by a shor tam, because otherwise they wouldn't be so careful and they would go and destroy things. If we say that by a shor tam them, you pay chatzi nezek, they're not going to care. So therefore, it's like a knas to Ovdei Kochavim that they always pay nezek shalim.